Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your car insurance. That's a whole lot of money for one quick phone call. That's the average national savings annually based on survey data, July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Yeah. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We implore you, we ask you to stay with us for the next 3 hours. You won't be disappointed. We have an ultra special celebrity corner coming up at the bottom of this hour.
I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
I got to meet, living in Detroit, Aretha Franklin, and even though I'm not meeting her personally, this ranks up there to be able to talk to Gladys Knight. That's what you're going to say, right?
Okay. I wasn't going to say yet,
I'm sorry.
But okay, that's
all right. Say, but I'm just so excited.
Seven-time Grammy Award winner.
Oh, you're
seven times.
Wow.
You're right, Rob.
I wanted to be a pip when I was growing up. You know what I'm saying?
we've had some iconic guests, but this might be the most iconic.
No, this is big time, no doubt, no doubt.
You know, culturally, I mean, we've had Shaq and, you know, obviously great athletes, but outside of that, this is great. So, yeah, so that's at the bottom of the hour. She's actually got a role in Coming to America. So that's part of, you know, why we'll get to talk to her. And she can tell us a little about the movie, maybe. I'm watching it this weekend, Rob.
All right, enjoy it.
Are you excited? You're not excited about it? You said
no.
Nah,
I'm not watching it.
You're not going to watch it.
I don't
period?
Have any interest. No.
Wow.
Unless,
the
first one was great. I told you the story. I thought I was working at the mall and I saw McDougal's up where Wendy's used to be on Queens Boulevard, Chris, when they were making the movie.
Right.
And I said, what is this? And it looked like a McDonald's sign, McDougal's. I was like, how can McDonald's allow them?
Wasn't it McDowell's?
McDowell's.
Right, McDowell's.
Rob, by the way, she's coming on to promote the movie, so sound excited in 30 minutes, guys.
No. I'm not going to dog the movie. I'm not going to do that. I haven't seen it. I'm not going to bash it. I'm not going to do that. Gladys, I could care less. What? I'm just not interested. No. But anyway, Chris, I remember it very vividly. I remember the scene because it happened on Queens Boulevard down from where I worked. So, yes, I enjoyed Coming to America. I thought that was a funny movie. I really liked it.
It was really good. It was really good. So I'm excited. Yep. We'll see if it's – I've got a lot to live up to because when you're hyped like this, it's tough. But we'll see. Hopefully it's good. All right, we got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. You heard him, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a – TV theme song Thursday.
That's right.
And super producer Rob G is in the house.
And hold on real quick, Rob G. So you went on Brian Finley's podcast?
I did, yes.
And you singled me out as your favorite? Is that true? What is this?
Rob, the cat's out of the bag. I did say that, Rob.
Okay, I got to wait to see what this is all
about. Say?
I did not say that. Don't let Brian Finley. Actually, what I did say is,
you just
kudos to Brian
seems
for asking
to think
the most off
it.
The wall question.
No, but that's
said,
what. That's
tell
what
me about
says.
The biggest L that Rob and Chris have both taken on the show.
That's what he said.
That was one of the questions. I'm like, well, that's there's so many to choose from. You know,
I don't have all day. Right. We don't have all day. It just says, I'm just Chris. Brian Finley. This is what he tweeted. It says producer Rob G at producer RG singles out his favorite Rob Parker. Oh, quirks. Okay, my favorite quirk.
So you misread it.
Yes. I thought he said
that's
singles
like
out his
second
favorite.
Grade reading Sorry level, that. Rob. My goodness.
I just saw a favorite and Rob Parker, so it threw me. That's all.
On that note, we got David Gascon on the updates. Let's get into this, Rob. Speaking of favorites, one of the favorite sons of the Steelers is Ben Roethlisberger. And he's back. It's not a surprise. We knew it was coming. But they have reworked his contract, Rob, and he will be the Steelers quarterback for 2021. Your thoughts? I mean, do you like this move? You know, we don't need to get into money. He took a pay cut. He'll still get all his money over the years, but it'll enable them to keep some players or go get a few more players. But the bottom line is Ben Roethlisberger will be back. He was dying to get back, so much so that he did rework his contract. Your thoughts?
I think the Steelers made a huge mistake. I just don't get it. Even when they were 11-0, nobody thought they were going to the Super Bowl. So imagine being
you
a quarterback.
Didn't you see some of those, you know, how guys do their little power rankings as you do, and they had them, some guys had them number one.
Yeah,
what was the highest they got in yours? One?
They might have got in one time. They might have got in once at the top because there was nobody else. But other than that, I just didn't see it. But anyway, my point is, this is one of those things. You know, they always talk about you're better off getting rid of somebody 1 year early than a year too late. To me, they just needed to move on, move forward. And they're going to have to make a change in quarterback. And if they really wanted to, figure something out or give Haskins or Mason Rudolph a chance, a look-see. I don't think they're going to be that good. I wasn't that impressed with him at the end of the year. The playoff game was bad. They really went down in flames. He didn't look as good as he did early on. And still, they were one-dimensional. And I just don't think Big Ben has that much. And if you can't have any expectations at 11-0, I don't know what they're expecting this year. This is the first time I really feel like they're just bringing him back just to bring him back, but they don't have a shot at winning. I think in that division with all the young quarterbacks, I think Pittsburgh has the worst quarterback in the AFC North.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Like I've said before, if they had a better option, I'm all for it. Even if they could trade for a Sam Darnold. You know, I mean, who knows what Darnold could be or will be. I wouldn't mind that if I were them, giving him a shot. But outside of a better option, why not? It's only for 1 year. Everybody knows this is his last year. Mason Rudolph had his chance. He was horrible. Dwayne Haskins has had all types of issues in Washington. And while he's got talent, I actually like this with them. They're a team that has been able to build from within. They obviously have a strong culture that's been there for decades. I like bringing in Dwayne Haskins and seeing if having him in the building, getting him in your culture, you can help him mature. He's a young kid. He can mature. And maybe he's your guy going forward. I doubt he'd be ready next season, or at least at the beginning. But you get him in there. You see what he's got physically. You see what he's got mentally. Maybe you can help him grow, and you get 1 year of buffer with Big Ben. That's how I look at it. And whether it's Haskins or not, it still gives you another year to find out who your quarterback is. Do you need to draft somebody? Can you try to trade for somebody else? And here's the thing. Look, obviously Big Ben finished off the season poorly, but he also had 33 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. He also threw the football more than he ever has, more than anybody in the league last year as far as attempts per game, which isn't what he needs to be doing at this advanced age. 38 years old he was. And so I think I'm not saying it's easy, but if they can shore up the run game and get some sort of balance with their run game, it was the worst in the league, then you don't have to have him throwing it as much and you get more balance offensively. Also, defensively, it wasn't all Big Ben as far as the collapse. Their defense had suffered some major injuries late in the season. Bud Dupree, and I'm not saying he's an all-pro, but when he went down, they were 11-0. He is a big part of their defense, and that's when the swoon began as well. So if they can shore up their defense and get better on that side of the ball, we'll see if they can bring back, you know, obviously we'll see what they do with Juju. But I think it could be much worse. It's only a year, and, you know, I think they go into this year just like they went into last year. You lost Pouncey. That's big. You gotta do something with your offensive line. But they're the Steelers, and they find a way to be pretty good. You know, last year, very few people thought they'd have the season they had. It was just the way it ended that made it seem so bad. But at the end of the day, they were 12-4 and made the playoffs. So they were 11-0 at one point. While I agree with you, I don't think they were that caliber of team, they still showed the heart, the discipline, the execution, the will, and the good play to get to 11-0 with Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback. So I'm fine with it for a year, and it gives you time to figure out what you're going to do going forward.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I just don't like where they are. I think they're in no man's land. I don't think that they were thinking about the future, especially with a 38-year-old quarterback who can't move around, and they got caught with their pants down. So with their pants down and nowhere to go or nowhere to hide, there are no bushes, they just went back and brought back somebody who they know deep down. They weren't even that excited when you heard the conversation about Big Ben. It was like, well, he's our quarterback for now. Right. We'll see. I mean, that wasn't a ringing endorsement, because all they had to say was, Big Ben is as good as he's been. And Ben, look at what he did last year. He'll be back. We'll figure this out. And we got a chance to win the division and go to the Super Bowl this year. But that wasn't the conversation, because deep down they know he's not that quarterback anymore.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It certainly is a stopgap move. But what I think they're going to are gonna have to do, Rob, though, they generally don't trade for quarterbacks. You know, look at all Ben Roethlisberger was drafted. You know, Neil O'Donnell got some of the guys before him. Obviously, Terry Bradshaw going way back. They may have to start looking at doing things a little differently. A trade, you know, they got to get a hot quarterback. And, you know, there's some that are available now. Obviously, they're not going to be able to get them. But they do have to start figuring out what is the next move. And maybe they think it could be Dwayne Haskins. I'm not done with Dwayne Haskins. I actually think it'll be good for him. Just like we're talking about Sam Darnold. Darnold may not be able to excel in New York just because it's so much, you know, bad water under the bridge, so to speak.
I talk to TJ Houshmandzadeh all the time. He swears by Sam Darnold. He just says
he was on the
play.
Show. He talked about that.
Yeah, the kid can play, and I don't know. So I need to see him under a different circumstance, different coach, Chris, before I can really, say if he can't play or not.
Right.
No matter what you think of Jared Goff now, the Jared Goff we saw with Jeff Fisher was awful, and I thought he couldn't play. I was wrong.
That was one year,
though.
That was one year. And some don't think he can play now. But I'm with you. I mean, give him a shot. But that's my point is Dwayne Haskins could be the same way. You know, so I think that's a good move. And if he doesn't pan out, if you see that he's kind of a clown or he just doesn't have it at this level.
If he hasn't learned his lesson by now, Chris, there's no hope for him. Seriously.
Yeah,
he was from the D.C. area, wasn't he? Ain't he from D.C.?
Yep. And that might be
drafted by your hometown team.
Not, you know, everybody doesn't play well under those circumstances.
No, I get
though,
it. You know, I'm just saying. But to be embarrassed the way it happened there is all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you. But that's it. Ben Roethlisberger back with the Steelers. Very tough division. Arguably the best in football. Three teams in the playoffs last year. So we will see, but we're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did the Pittsburgh Steelers make a mistake by bringing Big Ben back for the 2021 season? Your turn to weigh in. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, and of course, it is a TV theme song Thursday. This is the Brady Bunch, of course. And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Did the Steelers make a mistake by bringing back Big Ben Roethlisberger for one more season?
On the Brady Bunch, where there's some little thing going on. You know, Alice, do you remember what job her boyfriend had? Alice?
No, what was it?
No, I remember. Hold on. He was a he was like a plumber or something.
He was a butcher.
Really?
He was a butcher?
Yeah, he was a butcher. Sam the Butcher and Alice.
Yeah.
That was some show right there. Divorced parents getting together. Three kids each, right?
That was probably revolutionary for the 70s.
It was back
right?
then, right? Divorce? For a divorce right. to be divorced, right?
Right. Right.
And starting a family together. No doubt about it. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Let's kick it off with, let's start with, I'm sorry, here's my phone again. Mike in Memphis. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? I didn't know I was going to be first, but.
Yes.
Rob, I usually agree with you, but I got to go with Chris on this because giving you choices, Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, or Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, I wish well for both those young men, but let's face it, they couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. And I put the expletive out. But, I mean, they really stink. So I thought it was a really good move if you want to give the Pittsburgh Steelers fan nation any kind of hope. I mean, what do they have to choose from, man? Ben did
after
not have
you watch
a bad,
ben,
bad
after
year.
You watch Ben last year?
10
I mean, those numbers are good numbers, Rob.
Those numbers weren't good at the end. He didn't look that good at the end.
He had a good game against his last game against Indianapolis was good, though.
Did Dwayne Haskins or Mason Rudolph or ever look good in the beginning?
But it's more about an upside. Ben doesn't have any more upside. He's on the downside.
I'd agree with you if they were signing him to a long-term deal. Like, if they signed him for 2-3 years, yeah. But it's 1 year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right.
Mike.
Take
care. Marty in Kentucky. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
Big Steelers fan, Marty. It'll be interesting to see what you say.
Rob Parker, I don't even know where to start on the hate, man. I don't even know where to start. Let me start with Coming to America sequel. You don't believe in Eddie Murphy? You
Eddie Murphy, can I tell you this? Marty, just be honest with me.
McDowell's McDougal's.
Okay. Eddie Murphy's had about 20 bombs since the 90s or whatever. I mean, let's just
He's had some good ones, though.
You get Chris, you have 20 bombs every episode in your show.
Now, you know what, Marty? You got the nerve. You know what? By accident, my finger just hit the button and you got disconnected. Right, Alex?
Absolutely.
Right, Alex.
Fellas.
Go ahead, Marty. Give us your right. Go ahead and give us your Steelers take.
Okay, I think we all three agree that the best three quarterbacks in the game are – mine is Russell Wilson, Rob's is Aaron Rodgers, and Chris is Pat Mahomes. Now,
right.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, you seen what he did in the NFC Championship when his running game could only – his running backs could only get him 67 yards. Even Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl, his running backs got a combined 74 yards, and he got shut down. Russell Wilson, his running game could not get established. That's what they were trying to do there in Seattle. What happened to him in the playoffs? I mean, even the very best in the game have to be two-dimensional when they face a great defense. Now, who won the Super Bowl? The guy that was rushed up the last 2 or 3 years, Tom Brady, in Rob's opinion? I think I'll go with Ben Roethlisberger over the Steelers' other options. And I love you, Rob, your Rivers uncle, but, man, you're hating hard today.
I'm just got to call it like I see it.
You got on your hater hat? The hip-hop?
No, I don't do all that. I just got to keep it. All right, let's squeeze in Chad from the Natty. Chad in Cincinnati, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, OG? What's up, Chris? So,
what up?
Yeah, this is a wrong move. Big Ben, he hasn't kept himself in good shape. You could tell by his lack of arm strength down the stretch that he just is behind on his conditioning, and he's not good with his pre-snap, so they can't diversify the offense. So I would try to go get Jacoby Brissett and have him as a stopgap quarterback, somebody who's going to take care of the ball, and they can play good defense. They need another running back. The guy who came back from cancer, he's not doing so good James as a Connor. Running back. So
yeah, James Conner wound up not panning out, to be honest.
He had a nice first year.
Big Ben,
yeah, he just kind of – all right.
Yeah, Big Ben, he needs to retire, so that's all I said.
Yes. Retire into the sunset.
They'll be better than
Thanks.
The Bengals next year, guaranteed.
No, I'm picking the Bengals next year over the Steelers.
No, they'll be better. All right, we got a Gladys Knight coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Celebrity Corner.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Well, she's a legend, seven-time Grammy Award winner.
I'm verklempt.
We welcome Gladys Knight to the Odd Couple.
And Gladys Knight.
We've had some very iconic people on this show.
Not
but
as
I think
big as
Rob
this.
And I agree that you are the most iconic person we've ever had on the show, and we're both very honored to have you on.
Yes, and Gladys, before you talk, can I just fawn over you for a little bit and just say
yes.
How much I enjoy?
I like the fawning.
Yes, I enjoy your work so much. I lived in Detroit for 20 years. Got to meet Aretha Franklin, and you two are my favorite, the late, great Aretha Franklin. And even though I'm not meeting you in person, this is a highlight to actually talk to you.
Oh, thank you so very, very, very much. I am really into that space. You just got through talking about one of my best sisters, and that was Aretha. People didn't even know it, you know. They thought that we were always competing with each other, and that was sure enough not the case.
Right. That's beautiful. Riri, she was a beautiful person.
That is great. That is great.
That's my Riri.
you are still doing your thing. You're not slowing down, and you'll be singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game. Now, are you a big basketball fan or sports fan?
I am. Growing up, you know, you have to kind of get this, you know. I've been singing since I was four.
Wow.
And my mom and the other community, ladies and gentlemen, always stood up with my mom and kept me dressed properly, you know. I think she should wear this little dress like this, you know. Well, by the time they got through with all of that, I'm out on the playground with the boys. And my sash is hanging off where we're gonna play some ball.
Wow! So you liked playing sports. How were you? Were you a pretty good athlete?
Yeah, I think I was. You know, because I had cousins and my brothers and all of that kind of thing, and we just always made that kind of fun, you know. And my brother be just telling me every 20 minutes, you need to go home.
That's funny. You know, there's two things in your bio that really get to me is you were from Atlanta, and there's so many people in Atlanta who are not from there. You know, like Atlanta has become this place that so many people live there, but they're not from Atlanta. And the other one is, that's your real name, Gladys Knight. They never tried to change your name?
No. They never changed my name. They may have thought about it, you know.
Right.
But I wasn't going nowhere. That's what they gave me when they brought me here. You know?
That's right.
You know, I know a lot of entertainers, when you find out their real names, you know, like their name. And I looked, and I was surprised.
You know what? That is real. And I never thought about that. before, you know. But you're absolutely right. A lot of people change their names or have different, you know, things that they go by or what have you. But I'm stuck with this, and that's what I love. And,
well, it's and, worked for you. That's for sure. Now, how did you, obviously it was Gladys Knight and the Pips when you guys started, and the Pips were your brother and your two cousins. And how did you guys come together? Like, how did you guys become a group?
Well, I give all of that credit to my mom. And we were all members of the same church. And we were all members of the Sunbeam Choir first. That was the really young choir. And then the next level up, and then up to the pulpit style, you know. Right. And so we just loved harmony. My mom had a good voice too, and so did my dad. We all loved music, and so as I went, after I came off the Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour, we just kind of. My mom was always looking at us, say, "Y'all look bored." And she would put us into other activities and stuff. And so we sang as a group in church. I'm sorry. But
bring her back
we
memories.
Also had a – yeah, we won a contest. And the contest winner was to be a spot in the Royal Peacock Theater.
Oh, wow.
It's a club.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I mean, that was way beyond us. And there were certain things our mom and dads and uncles and stuff, they hadn't allowed us to do nothing like that, you know.
Right.
We're in
right.
the clubhouse, you know.
Right. How old were you at that time? How old were you at that time?
How old was I? Oh, I was 12 at the time.
Wow, wow. Yeah, you were a wow. kid.
Yeah, because I have been singing since I was 4. And when I was 8 was when I won the Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour. And that just started to roll, you know.
Wow.
I mean, going from one place to another. And even though we got that kind of notoriety, my mom was right on the trail. There's certain things we could not do. You know, certain music we could not sing.
Right,
Did you always have blessed with the singing voice? Or did it come in time, or even when you started singing at 4, did people tell you early on, like, wow, you're just an unbelievable singer, or you have a great voice? Because, you know, God gives everybody something different, and obviously you have the voice to be a beautiful singer. When did you know you had something special?
I didn't know. I did not know. And but as I was saying before, my family was always supported. My mom, my dad, and my uncles and aunts, they also sang. And they just, you know, encouraged me to keep going. And after a while, we got older, and we started doing more harmony things, and people started calling us more for the clubs and that kind of thing. And my mom made us do it in a certain way. You know, you can only dress like this and that. And so,
wow!
But it
wow.
was a lot of fun. But yeah, we had to be careful.
Well, you have so many, you know, tremendous legendary hits, you know, Midnight Train to Georgia, That's What Friends Are For. I heard it through the grapevine. We could go on and on. Is there one song? You may not. You know, I've heard artists say
it's like children,
that their songs
right?
are like children. Right. It's hard to pick one. But do you have one that stands out for whatever reason that is your favorite?
Well, I do have to have a certain melodic kind of thing to it and a certain lyrical kind of content to it for me to be able to really experience what the song is about, what it's saying, and what I can do with it, those kinds of things. But, yeah, you know, it was just one of those things, and we just kept going. And we had chaperones and things like that, and hey, we just went from that point on.
Like, hey,
and here we are.
Right.
So now you got a big movie coming out, right, Chris? What is this? Coming to America 2. It's 40 years after the original. Is that how, right? Something like that?
That was fun. That was really fun. I know you guys are going to enjoy this one.
I can't wait to see it. I'm watching it
this
weekend.
So is it funny? Did you laugh when you watched it?
Yeah, the first one. You know, this is the second one. This is the second half of it.
Right.
Yeah, and first one was, I said, what is going on here?
The first one is great.
You guys were probably laughing a lot on the set. I imagine with all of that, those comedians in the movie. I bet it was a ball taping it.
It was.
Yeah, that. So what can you? I know you don't want to give the movie away, but what can you give us anything about it? What to expect? Why it's so good or anything like that?
Yeah, well, it is really a good thing. Did you see the first one?
Yes. I loved it.
Did you
love
the first one. America?
The
first one? Yeah.
Yep.
And they were trying to get a family together and that kind of thing. And you'd have those levels of your parents and then your sisters and brothers and all that kind of stuff. And so that's to me was really what was interesting to me. How is the family going to operate? You know, because they were getting on and the father was the king and you saw the first.
Yes.
And I don't want to give away anything because it is amazing.
Well, I can't wait.
Amazing.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And Gladys Knight, we are so appreciative to have had you on the Odd Couple. Like this is really a thrill. You probably don't listen to our show, but we don't gas up people.
Right, we don't get worked up, but this is like an honor. Like I told you before, we enjoy your music. We were very blessed that you know God gave you that voice, and we got to hear you sing all these great songs. Even I still sing them to this day. So we appreciate you. Stay healthy.
Oh,
stay well.
You.
Yes. And we can't wait to see you in the movie and at the All-Star Game.
All right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Gladys.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. That's a moment on the show, Rob. You know what I mean?
When
I told my wife we were going to have Gladys Knight on, she was just almost fell out.
Gladys Knight's one of those, like I told you, Chris, like, and that's why I brought up Aretha Franklin, because I got to meet her in person. That's where she's on par with that
same
to me.
Class, right?
Yeah,
level.
That's like iconic.
Absolutely.
Like, right.
Absolutely. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, I was going to say, what is this, Rob? But it's pretty obvious.
Batman.
Yes. We're the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. And you can save a whole lot of something on your car insurance. Rob, did you happen to catch what Joel Embiid did last night?
Absolutely. He had a big night and a big game.
40 points, 19 boards, just annihilated Rudy Gobert, who's regarded as the best defensive big man in the league. And
Rudy Gobert had a bad day at the office for sure.
Yes. He's not as good. He's nowhere near Embiid. Obviously, he doesn't give you the offense Embiid does. But so at the end of regulation, Embiid is looking to post, but then just it wasn't even a step back. It was like a run back to the three-point line, and he sinks a three-pointer to tie it and force overtime. But Rob, if I had to vote today, and you know I'm a voter for the MVP award, I would go with Joel Embiid. I would have this order: Joel Embiid, LeBron James, James Harden. That would be my order. But do you have any issues with Embiid as the MVP? Would he be your guy?
No, I would go with James Harden at this point. I know it's the prisoner of the moment. He just had a big game.
Well, no, it's not based on his game last
night.
No,
I know, but I'm just saying, but that's the freshest thing in your mind.
Nah, come on. Give me more credit than that.
No, I just mean people in general.
I had him before last night as the MVP. Okay.
Yeah. I just what Harden has done and where the Nets are without Durant is pretty impressive. They won again. What is it? 10 out of 11 or 11 out of 12 or 10 whatever.
10 out of 11.
Is. 10 out of 11. It's been incredible. I mean, they just seem like a juggernaut. And, you know, James Harden is driving the bus.
There's he no certainly doubt about is. It. I mean, he's playing phenomenal basketball. And if they win some titles, Rob, it'll be interesting to see what his legacy becomes.
Well, once he wins, if he wins and is a big part of what we're seeing, I don't know what the second half holds, Chris. You know, like, I don't know. Could that team win 19 out of 20? Maybe. When Kevin Durant joins them? Maybe.
I mean, I'm talking about they got to win championships, as you
know.
No,
I understand that, but it's a regular season award. Yeah. I'm talking about the MVP. I'm talking about, like him having a chance to win the MVP is about the regular season. So I'm saying when Durant gets there, if they all figure it out and they can run off, you know, 15 in a row or 18 and he's the catalyst, people might take a look at it. That's what I'm saying is that they might be unstoppable because they are without Durant. I just think it's scary. And he went, you said it the other night. Was that last night they played or two nights ago?
They beat somebody. Who they
Houston.
Beat last night?
No, they beat Houston. Yeah, Houston. And you said, like, which one he'll be able to pick what he wants
triple,
to do.
Right.
Right? Like, what?
Triple
like, let me
double
see.
In a route. It was a triple double or a 40 point game.
And right. He went for and he absolutely. Did that last night. You know what I mean? So. Yep. That's the thing that's scary about Harden. But Embiid's played great. And what are they, one game ahead of the Nets or half a game or whatever it is at the
it's
break?
It's close, yeah. But they're 23-7 with Embiid. They're 1-5 without him. Yeah. And he's, 30 points, 11.5 boards, second in the league in PER, shooting 42% from three, arguably the best defender in the league. He's had 5 40-point, 10-rebounds games this season. Guess how many of those games the rest of the league has had combined?
Four.
Did you see that earlier?
No.
Yeah, it's four. Okay, you're guess. Right, though. Four. Yep. He's got five. The rest of the league combined has got four. As for Harden, this is what I think it'll take for James, and he's playing great. I mean,
it has to be something like off the charts in the second half.
Yeah, they're going to have to run away. And really, like you said, keep playing the way they are. But if they really run away with the second half of the season and just, they win the East by 5-6 games, whatever it is.
Right, and depending on what happens with Philadelphia, do you know what I mean? Like, what if Philadelphia stumbles in the second half? And Embiid, they beat Embiid or whatever and the Sixers.
Or Embiid could be out, in his history. I mean, he's going to miss some games most likely. But I think just listening to people, it's interesting because some aren't really concerned with the way he left Houston in terms of MVP. Others are. That's why I think if it's close, like it is right now, then that will hurt Harden. And Embiid or LeBron or whoever it's close with would get the nod. But if Harden, like I said, if the Nets are just, if they just run away with the second half of the season and he's still doing what he's doing, then I don't think it'll hurt him if it's just clear cut. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we're not picking the president of the Glee Club. You know, we're picking who is hooping the best. And the fact that he came to the Nets, basically 10 games into the season, helps him because he had essentially a full season to do away with the memories of how he left Houston. All right. Rob apparently is in his kitchen getting his bologna and lettuce and cheese.
What are you talking about? I'm sitting right here. You don't see me?
I know, no, I don't see you.